Thanks, Lewis. We do need to move to the member updates. We've got four of them to try and get through. If we can try to keep the member updates to about 10 minutes, and I guess we could be able to start with the update from the Japanese FSA, then to you being. I know you've got one as well, Michael, but I think Chief, we do the ones with the presentations, then let you go at the tail end. That's okay.
Actually, there are not a lot of updates in Japan since last October, except that we have now more IFRS adopters in Japan. Could you, page one, please? For new members, I would like to quickly go through some of the key features of Etinet and IFRS XBRL in Japan. Our purpose of XBRL is security disclosure, which is based on Financial Instruments and Exchange Act. We intend to, and this start to utilize XBRL data for monitoring or oversight purposes, but our main purpose is to make XBRL-based disclosures publicly available. Next page. Japan GAAP XBRL is mandatory, but IFRS XBRL is not mandatory yet. IFRS adoption is a voluntary option in Japan since April 2010, and it is optional for voluntary IFRS adopters to file their IFRS financial statements in XBRL. Next page, please. We use IFRS taxonomy as issued by IASB together with Japanese level link base to help filers use IFRS taxonomy. We developed guidelines and sample instances in Japanese, but we haven't developed extension taxonomy yet. In the future, we may reconsider developing a Japanese extension to IFRS taxonomy, but we haven't yet. We allow a filer to create additional tags when the filer cannot find a suitable one from IFRS taxonomy. Pre-approval is not required. And areas for detailed tagging are limited. Currently, footnotes are block tagged, but we are considering further expansion of detailed tagging areas in the future. Now we have 27 voluntary IFRS adopters in Japan, and in terms of market capitalization, the share is surpassing 10% in Japan. And now we are considering mandating IFRS XBRL by voluntary IFRS adopters in Japan. We plan to do research on how strong an appetite a user community has for IFRS XBRL. We haven't set a target date, but I want to hope it's not too far.
Okay, great.
That's just key features of project.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Hiratoshi? No?
You're using inline XBRL now, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Inline XBRL.
Okay, great. Good, thank you. Lucy, you got a question? Go ahead.
On the inline, so you are publishing instance documents using inline?
Yeah.
What's the response been from data aggregators?
Response is so far good.
I'm explaining.
You'll expand on that?
I will say
I haven't heard from you anything.
You're going to cover it in your presentation. In her update, you covered it. Okay. Any other questions before we move on? Bing, you were the next in line.
Thank you. I try to brief the situation in China very quickly. The name of our taxonomy means Chinese General Purpose Taxonomy. It's a financial reporting purpose taxonomy based on the CAS. That's an abbreviation of Chinese accounting standards. Thanks for the help from Olivia and the whole team at the IASB. Actually, we almost copied the architecture of IFRS taxonomy. I mean, the word enough, it is 2010 and 2011, 2012. Yep. So the first point is it's for financial reporting. The second point is we are importing the IFRS taxonomy schema. We are using more than 200 IFRS taxonomy elements, financial concepts directly. And the point three is, we are using the term of extensions in a little different way from which at the ISB. There are two kinds of extensions. The first one we call it industrial extensions. It's for financial reporting for different in various industries. And the second category means named regulatory extensions. Actually, that's the taxonomy, reporting taxonomy, developed and maintained by the regulator like CBRC, the banking supervisor. They call it the banking reporting extension of the general purpose taxonomy. That's a formal name of it. We are aiming at to establish a quite complex taxonomy system. We call it loose coupled system in China. Because the reason is very simple, because we can't afford to a very large scaled SBR to avoid too much negotiate between governmental agencies. Each of them are quite powerful in a specific area. So that's it. So the last point is we are pushing forward XBRL and the general purpose taxonomy jointly by several governmental agencies. Actually, we got a cross agency organization named the Chinese Information Committee, Accounting Information Committee, to jointly push it forward. The following story. Three slides. I don't want to introduce it very detailed because each of them try to illustrate what's the relationship between the general purpose taxonomy, taxonomy, and the regulatory extension or the industry extension, and the relationship between the industry extension and regulatory extension. That's it. And the new version, we are working on the new version of Chinese general purpose taxonomy. The first point is the point one is we are introducing the concept of common practice like IFRS taxonomy have done, and we will use more dimensions. That's why we pay a lot of attention on data model. That's why. And we really like to follow some very small but useful design like deprecated elements. The point four is we are moving to more industrial concepts to create more elements in the general purpose taxonomy. The last point is we try to review the update of Chinese accounting standard because in the last 2 months we have issued or amended seven specific individual standards of Chinese accounting standards to keep the pace of IFRS. Who are using general purpose taxonomy? Using the Ministry of Finance and the CBRC, the banking supervisor, and the SASEC. There is a SOE regulator in China named the SASEC. SEC and CIRC, the insurance regulator, we are using the general purpose taxonomy, and namely the CSRC, they also use the taxonomy, but there's no physical progress in this area. That's to say, none of the listed companies in China are required to file the XBRL XBRL formatted any report based on the general purpose taxonomy. So we are working on it. There are 14 large entities. They are using this and report to Ministry of Finance, and there are 10 of them are supposed to use the IFRS taxonomy in the US market very soon. And there are 18 banks, 16 of them are all the listed banks. They are using the general purpose taxonomy. There are 5 insurers. They are using the general purpose taxonomy. And another over 200 other entities. So who are using the XBRL data generated by the entity? They are using the general purpose taxonomy. It's MOVE, and we are sharing sharing the data with CIRC, CBRC, and SESEC. And from this June, we established we call it clubs. One is cover the 37 large entities, the 14 large entities, and the 18 banks, and the 5 insurers. And another club covers the rest. Over 200 local entities. We established 2 clubs, and they share and exchange and using the XBRL data as well as some facilities to supporting they establish their own analysis or share analysis. We call it something like the knowledge body proposed by John Turner. At the XII board meeting, something like this. And the next we are working on forward to release all the data to public. We hope it's very soon, but there's no timetable yet. And another point is we'd like to push CSRC, the securities regulator, join us in the view of pushing all the listed companies using the general purpose taxonomy. It's a very high level negotiation, much higher than the level I'm in. Okay, so the last slide covers only the our suggestion from us as a perspective of National Accounting Standards Center. The first one is we need more elements and the more ELRs covering more industries for preparers. This is for preparers. The point two is more dimensions and clearer data model and other improvements. For example, the documentation labels and to provide more possibilities for users. And the last is it's very general. It's very general. So we hope that IFRS taxonomy can be used or imported in a specific local environment without undue cost. So that's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Ming. Any? You have one, Olivier.
In the slide before last. You referred, and I think it's a tremendous announcement. The interest of CSRC.
Yes.
For those who have been involved in this, we know that it has been a very tough issue for many years. Can you tell us more about what's going on with stock exchanges?
Yes. Actually, Olivia have been in it for quite a long time, because. Actually, there are three different systems under the CSRC's authorization. One is there are 2 exchanges, and the fund system. So there's a new progress from the CSRC side. they are very eager. They are very about the situation, but there is no good way to solve it, not yet. So we decide to suggest our big boss to negotiate from the very high level with the top leader of CSRC, try to find a way to push it forward. But I'm not sure.
That's okay. Actually, yeah.
Can I ask one thing? If I misunderstand your explanation, I have to apologize. But did you say that it's the fund systems about what does it mean?
Funds.
Funds. Yeah. It's mutual.
Investment. Not mutual fund. Investment funds.
Uh-huh.
It's in the capacity regulatory capacity of CSRC.
Mm-hmm.
In China. Investment bank, they can establish a investment funds company, and every funds company, they are the manager of funds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they can manage several 20 or more funds.
Yeah.
So there is a filing requirement for each fund to report to CSRC and the exchange regularly.
Okay. Any others before we move on? Okay, thanks again, babe. You want to go ahead, Chi?
So, my update is from the XBR release activity in Japan. So this photo is from the user seminar. And it was quite busy last year for providing the educational seminar for users. So next slide. I would like to avoid the same explanation from Enomoto-san. So, but one thing that I wanted to say here, we had faced the technological change of XBRL last year after we had been using XBRL traditional instance and the traditional instance and taxonomy, which doesn't have a dimensions. So no one liked to technological change. So that it became a trigger to our users' activity. So next slide, please. So here we are not talking about so much about Tokyo Stock Exchange, but the Tokyo Stock Exchange have similar system. We called it TDIN, a timely disclosure system. And it has the commercial feed, so they have the users who is paying the money each month, and so that they have to explain for those users when they decided to upgrade their XBRL with same as Edinet. So it was beginning of the 2013, and many users, almost of users, so angry because they don't know about what is in dimension and what is in XBRL. There is no book in the bookstores. So we decided to providing educational seminar for initially those TSE Tokyo Stock Exchange users, and then we are finally providing 7 times seminars for those users, and that attendees is gradually expanding for which the user which is using only Edinet data or the new entries. So. Please go to the next slide. And providing those 7 times seminars, the topics is gradually changed because we took feedback of each seminar and decided to decide the theme of next sessions. So initially, the people are required to more technology information, like what is inline XBRL and what is dimension, how we can control dimension data. But after that, the users required more about contents. So this blue one is about technology topics, and then red one is more about contents topics. And yeah, so that the last seminar, 7 seminars, we called on famous analyst, famous asset manager who is always reading detailed data from footnote non-financial information. Those asset managers are quite rare in Japan because many asset managers, so-called investors and analysts, usually rely on the only data from which is provided by aggregators. So, but the, so we found out that user, those kind of analysts who is more reading the financial statement carefully. So he explained about which part is most important for the whole evaluate companies. So so our users, attendees are almost of attendees are from aggregators. So they are so glad to know about the new value to new value of use of data. And this is this slide shows about the how increasing the number of the attendees and how changing purpose of attendance. And I skipped the one information that's from last slide. The total number of attendees 180, and each time each seminar is over 70 or 80 people coming, and the number of the companies 54, it means over the number of the companies, attendance companies is over TDNet users. So other is coming from the user who is only using ADNet, and also that some people from quant analyst of asset management companies, and also that the companies trying to challenge using XBRS. And please go to the next slide. What do users expect for using XBRS for next? So from feedback sheet, every time we took the feedback sheet. So from feedback sheet, if I summarize there, what they expect for the XBRL is the ability to solve issues on the area where they were not able to achieve efficient before. It means that there are so many information in footnotes or non-financial information in security reports because it's over 200 pages. But most of the data is difficult to use because collecting data is also costed. So if those information is going to be XBRL, it's more easy to access than collecting those data. And also the smooth and quick apply of data usage of contents change, such as a move to IFRS or upcoming to accounting changes. I'm explaining about this part of data slide. And ability to obtain information from overseas more easily. Ability to apply for new requirements such as corporate governance information. Let me go to the next slide. That previous one is the one of the activities. And this is another activity. We have a CFA organization is Global Analyst Organization, and it has branch in Japan. It has started a working group to discuss about XBRL. This is not only not only XBRL, understanding about new environment analysis financial data. But last year, we had to discuss only about XBRL. And because we faced on the new accounting policy change, this is, my understanding, this is convergence to IFRS. We have to change definition of net income. So it means all analysts and the asset manager have to change their logic of the calculation to indicators. So we are discussing about what's happening to analysts or asset manager on daily work. So they don't want to mistake which companies is already adopting new policy and which companies not yet. So they understand that they expected to XBRL is that deliver to definition correctly, so that they don't need to afraid to mistake pick up the data. Please go to the next. And this is also another activities. We also challenge to discuss about potential needs for XBRL. So corporate governance information is written in security reports. That's Enomoto-san explained. All those information is only text block, the first pages. We hope to the next upgrading for the taxonomy. We choose these topics because many attendees are required these topics because currently it's the Japanese FSA introduced new rule for asset management industry. So they need to this information. So, and we also called some famous analysts and discuss it together. So what kind of information we needed? And at this workshop, also IR people and company side people are also attending. So one attendee from news media said, this is quite important to discuss together new social requirement for data. because we are sharing those data in same market. So I guess the taxonomy provides those opportunity to discuss what kind of information is necessary or not with across market together. So next slide. We also challenged to have a workshop discuss about IFRS taxonomies. Unfortunately, participants is a little bit small. Number of the participants, this is smaller than the corporate governance information because it's a little bit difficult to understand IFRS itself. But also that not only aggregators, the CPAs, also the analysts and many accountants also attending this workshop. And we choose one a sample from that other countries already published XBRL, which is used IFRS taxonomies, and try to read together. Because previous survey, data, most of data aggregator afraid about many companies switched to IFRS at the same year. Because at the, once company switching to from JP Gap to IFRS, all analysts and also that the data aggregator and everybody have to changing their the calculation logic and also the selecting items too. So if it happened in 1 year, or for example, this year, so 300 companies decided to switch to IFRS, maybe that the almost of users will panic, get the panic. So that we are trying to understand IFRS taxonomy can help this transition cost of the process more easily. And we are leading to we are trying to read other countries' financial statement, which is described as using IFRS taxonomy. And after this session, some attendees say, I can decrease our volumes because it's so easy to understand, even if other countries' financial statement, if it's using IFRS taxonomies. So, the final slide. So we would like to continue to this activity to read, to try to read the IFRS, other countries' financial statement using IFRS taxonomies. So if I can ask you, the people who are attending this conference, if your country has already introduced electronic disclosure system and the company is starting to make a IFRS, no, XBRL financial statement using the IFRS taxonomies, can I ask you to share the, those data with our with us, and maybe we can give feedback to you, and we would like to compare with other countries' data using which is using IFRS. And if you have interest in this our activity, please contact me. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for Chi?
Chi, if I fully understand this, so I think quite a few interesting messages here. You see really investors and data aggregators first are really a bit scared about moving to IFRSs, but the message is really is by using the IFRS taxonomy and by using XBRL that really helps them in that and supports them to the transitioning from local GAAP to IFRSs. Is that what you're trying to tell us?
Yeah, at the time we recognize that if, when we are seeing other countries' financial statement, we can realize how IFRS is helpful, because if it's using the local GAAP taxonomy, maybe it's so difficult to read it. Mm-hmm. And we are comparing with Japanese company which is adopting IFRS and already starting to file using IFRS taxonomies, and we unfortunately we have only three samples, but we are trying to compare with those companies, and we are realize that so it's quite helpful each other. And sometimes we are discussing why this company, this means that the foreign the sample companies, is extending this item or not. We are discussing, through this discussion, we can understand more about each company's decisions. Like a Japanese companies.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Thanks again. Michael also has a couple updates.
Yeah, but they will be very, very short. There are four countries which you may be aware that are at present running 4xBuild projects. One of them is Malaysia, and the leaders over there include the Companies Commission of Malaysia, Securities Commission of Malaysia, and supported by the Bank Negara Malaysia as well. The project run by the Companies Commission of Malaysia has recently, I think yesterday or today, just published the IFRS taxonomy based extension for so-called MFRS, Malaysian Financial Reporting Standards. They will also in the future consider aligning the upcoming, they call the new set of standard SMERFs for some reason, and they will align them, I think, with IFRS for SMEs, because that's the purpose of those. The project aims to introduce voluntary reporting in the first place. I think the aim is 2015, 2016, but they are already thinking about how to plan it for mandatory adoption. The Securities Commission also chipped into the project and recently embarked on an initiative to extend this Companies Commission of Malaysia extension of the IFRS taxonomy, because the business register, the Companies Commission, covers only primary financial statements and a relatively high level of the explanatory disclosures, plus certain disclosure requirements from the Companies Act. Nevertheless, the other bodies are basically trying to extend that and apply for full scope financial reporting. There were some interesting challenges with that, and one of the challenges I wanted to bring to your attention, because I think this would be relevant for this group to consider, when a regulator tries to apply the IFRS XBL taxonomy, they of course need to consider the extensibility of the taxonomy in order to facilitate the flexibility of presentation of financial statements. In the case of Malaysia, and in many cases, the regulators are trying to reduce the reporting burden. Thus, they prefer not to impose extensibility requirements on the filers. In such a case, the question is how to resolve this conflict, because the MFRSs allow for certain flexibility, disclosing information that is specific to particular entities, and MFRSs are basically as close as to IFRSs as possible. So there are very, very tiny, they basically adopted IFRSs and called them MFRSs pretty much. Similar like Singapore, just with certain discretion. The question maybe for this committee that might be useful is how to consider weighting or supporting these two different, or in my opinion, a little bit conflicting requirements. One, not to impose the extensibility on the filers market in the first place, especially in those countries which first adopt the XBL taxonomy, and B, cater to the flexibility requirement. That's Malaysia. Indonesia Stock Exchange also released the taxonomy in December. However, this taxonomy is not based, if I remember correctly, on the IFRS 1. Therefore, I think we can. It also relates to the listing requirements and to the financial reporting statements in general. There is another boiling project in South Africa, just jumping a little bit. Over there, a number of regulatory bodies are considering how to align the requirements, the disclosure requirements, to a variety of different taxonomies existing on the market. Quite naturally, the business register, the stock exchange, the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and SARS, which is the revenue service of South Africa, are considering to adopt the IFRS XBL taxonomy. Because South Africa is IFRS based, that's actually the jurisdiction which I mentioned earlier that is aiming to, or is considering to adopt IFRS XBL taxonomy as it is, without any changes, and actually rely heavily on our due process. So here, from this jurisdiction, we may obtain or receive certain requirements or observations about our due process and how it works, if the country wants to streamline almost like or automate the process of adopting the IFRS XBL taxonomy. The third jurisdiction that I wanted just to mention is the Uruguay Ministry of Finance, where they are also willing to adopt the IFRS taxonomy as an extension to the IFRS XBL taxonomy. However, this project is only beginning at present, so I don't think there is much to share. And there is another one which is also beginning at present, that's the Colombian Ministry of Economy, if I remember correctly. And again, that's an IFRS-based consideration. There has been a number of initiatives already. I think there is a forum planned about IFRSs where they are willing to discuss also IFRS XBL topics. I think it's going to be scheduled around October or November. And it's organized by OISE, which is their local accounting association. So that's pretty much everything I wanted to share.
Thanks, Michael. Any questions for Michael? Any comments?
Comments. The more people use our taxonomy, the better.
I think Singapore is the one that, well, maybe
for the new members here, Singapore has released the IFRS XBL taxonomy, but I think Balu knows much more about it since they've been helping ACRA, so that's another interesting country.
I think the Singapore filing has started. I think the peak season is June. But technically speaking, I don't think it's the IFRS taxonomy. It's the Singapore taxonomy from a legal perspective. I think some other architectural constructs of IFRS taxonomy could have been reused. Because legally, it's still the Singapore accounting standards.
Okay, good.